Spiritual evolution is unlike ordinary evolution on this plane. Ordinary evolution serves survival. The creatures which are evolving here, they are evolving towards creating more and more sophisticated tools to survive in this reality. Survival and prolonging one's existence and the species is the base of this instinct to evolve. As one enters the spiritual path, this instinct to acquire certain abilities or powers or experiences coming from the material dimension usually is still being taken subconsciously into the area of spiritual growth. Meaning spiritual evolution is being seen as acquisition, as gaining more and more of something. That's why me agrees that one enters the path. Me expresses its consent. Yeah, I will enter spiritual path because I will get this and that. And that is an illusion. Because the deeper me enters the path, the more it is losing, the more it is giving up of itself. The beginning of the true spiritual path happens when the link is being created between human consciousness and the consciousness of the soul. The soul is not present yet. But it is affecting the human consciousness as if from the future, as if from its innermost potential. The biggest challenge that each seeker is facing, assuming he has enough understanding, sensitivity to at all grasp what spiritual path is about, is to enter the dimension of pure subjectivity, is to enter the realm of the self, the realm of I am. The second challenge is that even if one does have an access to that dimension, intelligence which is supporting that process has to be totally transformed, transmuted. Intelligence which has been conditioned by the earth perception, by the material perception, by the me perception for infinite time. Has to be turned as if in, out, or out, in, or upside down. Has to be completely reversed in order to begin to perceive the inner dimension, the inner space, as its original home as its true abode, as its true foundation. It's an important subject which can explain many things. One meditates, one perhaps awakens different states, but the intelligence which is recognizing those states, which is relating to those states, which is explaining those states to itself, is still of the earth. It is still not the intelligence of the soul. Meaning there is a fundamental disalignment between intelligence and the awakened state one abides in. Because of this disalignment, neither me can be merged, nor I am embodied, and the complete understanding of oneself cannot arise. The role of understanding, the role of intelligence. No one has really explained it yet clearly. There are different paths that use the mind a lot. Like Buddhism can be seen as a path of the mind. Advaita, even though it's intellectual on the surface, is actually a path of devotion. Nobody is reaching illumination on the Advaita path through all these clever concepts. It's always through surrender to a guru or to higher power that if any transformation happens, so it happens because of that. Buddhism is a path of will. There's no surrender. There's no sense of divinity. There's no even surrender to a teacher, because teacher is being just seen as a representative of some teaching or tradition. Because it is so willful, because it is so based on the assumption that I will do it, I will reach it. That's why the power of the mind is so emphasized. But the understanding we speak of, it's not just understanding of different techniques or concepts, or some kind of a sophistication in the having insight into the nature of reality. It is the intelligence that actually embodies the awakened state. It's not only a tool to awaken, it actually fills up the awakening state with meaning, with comprehension. And the understanding we speak of is not based on having a philosophy or putting together a set of concepts. It's non-conceptual. It is a pure understanding. Intelligence of the soul is transparent in terms of mind. It knows in a non-conceptual way. It understands beyond any philosophy. So what we are trying to do with all those explanations that we are doing here, all these guided meditations, is to transport your intelligence to the inner plane, to help your intelligence to learn how to orient itself in the inner dimension, to become unified with the light of I am, and not just being the pseudo-intelligence of the me that is looking at things, trying to understand them, always outside of the experience. only soul is truly intelligent. She understands from the depth of her being, from her heart, from her feeling, from her bliss, from her absorption in the beyond. Intelligence evolves eternally. Evolution of intelligence is one of the essential aspects of spiritual evolution as such. It's not only about merging with the inner dimension, about dissolution of me, experiencing unity or bliss. Neither it is about collecting concepts or developing the mind. Intelligence, true intelligence, is one with consciousness, does not operate outside of consciousness. It is this tremendous, magical power of knowing, and knowing more and more, deeper and deeper, the mystery of creation. In fact, we can say that only after one has moved out from the state of suffering, from the state of separation, from the misery of being stuck in the human self, when one has merged with reality, only then intelligence truly begins to evolve. That to which we refer as the eternal condition of just being. Includes in itself never-ending evolution of intelligence. In fact, it is this intelligence, how it expands, how it understands more and more, how it enlightens the dimension of consciousness and love and being and surrender. It is this intelligence that is the true meaning, why this creation exists at all. As one reaches unity with the Source, with the Beyond, when one embodies the soul, one begins to enter the dimension of universal intelligence. Meaning one begins to journey in that vast infinite space of the mind of God. as you are surrendering your me to I am, surrendering your human self to the inner dimension, your intelligence, the power to understand, the power to recognize, the power to know, gradually merges with that inner dimension as well. When someone abides in a state of presence, and there's a sense of dullness, there's a sense of lack of aliveness, fogginess, one is like half asleep. It is not only because their mental energy is disturbing or the state of presence is not mature energetically. In the majority of cases, there's something simply not activated, not alive enough on the level of intelligence, which is embodying that presence. This intelligence is simply half dead, sitting there in the state of presence, not really knowing why it is doing it, what is the meaning of this experience, because it was never seeking it. 90% of you who are present here, you are never seeking your consciousness. It was given to you by surprise. And you have to grow into it, into understanding of what was given to you, and you are supposed to begin to seek it, even though you have already found it. As one awakens, one has to awaken to that awakening. Only then awakening is the real awakening. Existence in its compassion created in this dimension all kind of path for those humans who lack intelligence, who are simply too dumb to reason, to seek, to understand, like the path of energy, some kind of a Kundalini yoga, the path of devotion. It is in fact a pseudo-devotion. It is a responsibility of each seeker to make an effort to become an integrated being that is using all his potential. The power to understand, the power to reason, not like as using the linear mind, but to reason from the soul, to really think is a potential of each person. That's why we have this organ which is called brain. Nobody thinking Like we might be under the misconception that the main problem of humanity is they are thinking too much, they are overwhelmed by their minds, but in fact no one is thinking. The faculty to think has been activated only in a very few people. This chattering mind is not thinking, it is gibberish. It is because no one is thinking, that's why there are so many thoughts. As you practice, as you do your practice, as you are surrendering inside, connecting to the light of I Am, be absolutely alive in your intelligence, in your consciousness. The essence, the heart of intelligence is pure knowing. When you abide in your consciousness, when you feel unity with your consciousness, and there's a sense of enormous clarity in the experience, a sense of great presence, of something that is extremely profound. You will see that this knowing is embedded in the experience, and this knowing, which knows itself, doesn't have to think, is the essence of true intelligence. Why do we say that 99% of those who shift to the absolute state cannot even register that they have shifted? that they have moved to a dimension of pure rest, because intelligence is not trained to be able to sense, to perceive the subtleties of the inner dimension. This intelligence is of another world. It is conditioned by the earth plane. As your eyes are closed, you are just being there. Your intelligence is slowly growing into understanding of what is actually taking place. What is this mysterious dimension in which there is nothing to do, nothing to see, nothing to think about, and yet it is so absolutely real, so tangible. We are evolving into the dimension of light and understanding and peace and truth. We are not simply wanting to get rid of the mind and have some kind of a break in our human consciousness. If the soul wanted just to be free from the mind, she would be born as a cow. That's why they worship cows in India. They are simply jealous.